This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is in Afghanistan today, where he addressed U.S. troops at the Bagram Air Force Base. He said the American forces stationed in Afghanistan would be reduced next year, but rejected a quick withdrawal from either Afghanistan or Iraq. Rumsfeld said any precipitous withdrawal from either country would strengthen the hand of the terrorists, quote, then they would attack us at home. Reducing from 19,000 to 16,000 the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan this coming spring would be the first cut since the invasion that ousted the Taliban from power in 2001. Donald Rumsfeld has assured Afghan leaders that the drawdown will not affect the hunt for Taliban fighters or al-Qaeda terrorists, and he pointed to NATO's plans to increase its involvement in Afghanistan and the growing size of Afghan security forces. NPR's John Hendren is traveling with the defense secretary.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the decision to cut back the number of troops in Afghanistan was recommended by General John Abizaid, the head of the U.S. Central Command. But a recent rise in car bombings and an attack in western Afghanistan that wounded three Italians earlier this week has caused some to question that decision. A senior U.S. official traveling with the secretary says privately that Afghan President Hamid Karzai was particularly concerned. Karzai is said to have sought assurances from both Rumsfeld and Vice President Dick Cheney. After meeting with Rumsfeld, Karzai told reporters at the presidential palace in Kabul that he obtained those assurances.
This is an issue that we have discussed in each of our meetings that we have had with Secretary Rumsfeld and with other senior U.S. government officials. Afghanistan has the total assurance of the United States that it will remain committed to helping Afghanistan in all spheres of life, including, first, of course, in matters related to security.
Pentagon officials say the move seems justified because NATO now has nearly 9,000 troops in Afghanistan and is taking on additional duties. And there are nearly 27,000 Afghani troops and twice as many police on the streets. Rumsfeld says all the benchmarks for a modest drawdown are in place. A new parliament has been seated. NATO has expanded from patrolling the capital of Kabul to taking the lead in northern and western Afghanistan as well. Rumsfeld told Karzai during their visit that the separate American-led coalition will continue to take the lead on counterterrorism, including chasing suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters along Afghanistan's eastern border with Pakistan.
Together with your security forces and other coalition forces, we will continue to be focused on rooting out the Taliban and al-Qaeda that still exist in causing difficulties for your country. The task of seeing that the Afghan security forces continue to grow and continue to be strengthened in their capacity and capability is an important one, and we intend to participate fully in that activity. We certainly remain committed to our long-term relationship, the strategic partnership between our two countries.
On his plane en route to the region, Rumsfeld told reporters that he's intrigued that the world has heard little of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden lately.
I think it is interesting that we haven't heard from him for a year, close to a year. If he's not around, we know he has a fondness for talking on tapes and videotapes, and he seems not to be terribly fond of it for the last period of months. But I just don't know.
The secretary says he has trouble believing bin Laden remains in control of al-Qaeda operations worldwide, but he adds he could be wrong. John Hendren, NPR News, Kabul.